This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A deadly fungus threatens bats in Colorado. Now researchers say you can help protect them. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The project's called Colorado Bat Watch. Conservationists organized it after white nose syndrome reached the state last year. The disease has devastated bat colonies on the East Coast and in the Midwest. That's hurt ecosystems and left farmers far more vulnerable to insects. Biologist Megan Mueller says scientists are racing to develop vaccines.
And it may be possible to apply those vaccines to bats at roost sites, but we need help with finding those sites.
By joining Colorado Bat Watch, Mueller says citizen scientists can help find those spots and maybe help protect bats before it's too late. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado farmers are the nation's first to gain a so-called right to repair. Starting next year, manufacturers of farm equipment must supply customers with the materials they need to keep machines running. That includes replacement parts, updated software, and repair manuals. Companies who don't comply will face fines, and farmers cannot modify their equipment to remove security or emission systems. State lawmakers finalized the consumer protections last week. Governor Jared Polis is expected to sign the bipartisan bill into law. Hundreds of parents with children on special education plans can't read those plans because the plans are only in English. State lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow districts to translate the drafts of the documents into the language the family speaks at home.
This is complicated stuff about your child, and if you don't know how to help them at home, or if you don't know what kind of help they need.